for talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. What'd you do? What are you doing? What did you break? Number four. There goes your phone. I hope it's your phone and not my phone. Number four, a gymnastics coach in the Twin Cities has been accused of tattooing a teenage girl without her parents' consent. 38-year-old, extremely creepy guy, Terry Robert Hardy, is the head gymnastics...
That's not what the story says.
I just added that part in. He's the head gymnastics coach at Park High School in Cottage Grove.
What have I done?
A man told Hastings police last week that the extremely creepy Hardy had tattooed the man's juvenile daughter twice without his consent.
It doesn't say that. He told the Pioneer Press that he's not going to comment on false accusations, so...
Did he do it in a creepy way?
No, he's denying
gonna,
it, apparently.
Not going to comment on that.
He's denying it. He has been cited with misdemeanor assault counts, though, but he's... not going to comment on false accusations. It's going to have to work its way through the courts. He says he didn't do it, or at least the way they.
He was fired from his post.
Well, I know, but.
In a statement, the South Washington County School District says the creepy Hardy is on leave further, pending further investigation. The statement also says the creepy coach was fired from his post as a gymnastics coordinator for a district community education program.
But he has not been convicted. You've got this man tried and convicted.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that, should I?
No, you shouldn't. You gotta, there's at least two sides to every story.
Well, at least.
Maybe this isn't exactly how it happened. I don't know.
We'll
I
see. Don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe the prosecutor will let him off down
He's
there.
Out there to hang him.
Hang him high. Number three, Jerry. You know who Brett Favre is?
Heard of him. He's from Mississippi. Played some quarterback.
Played a little quarterback there in Green Bay and in Minneapolis for a couple of seasons.
He did.
He spent this fall being an assistant football coach, a volunteer, by the way, not getting paid, at Oak Grove High School in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yes, he did.
That's where he's hanging out all the time. Under his guidance, Kirk McCarty passed for 44 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards as Oak Grove finished its season by winning the Mississippi Class 6A State High School Championship game on Friday night.
Very good.
Good for Brett. Yeah. Here's the best part. Brett Favre said, quote, "I can't say it's a Super Bowl, but it's pretty close." It really is. It's a different kind of feeling, but I'm awfully proud of these kids. It's almost like a Super Bowl to win the 6A Mississippi High School Championship.
The dogs.
The dogs.
Dave Bennett said.
The dogs.
David Bennett said.
Cats.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure it's very close to the Super Bowl.
Why, kid?
He's available now.
In fact,
he is available.
I've been texting Gene Taylor asking coaching questions of him, and I thank the athletic director for getting back to me every time. I do appreciate that. Gene Taylor, go get David Bennett.
He's available.
He's a high school athletic director in Conway, South Carolina right now.
He probably wouldn't ask for much.
A couple of dogs, a couple of cats, new screen door maybe.
My phone's not looking so good after I dropped it.
You dropped that one, didn't you? Number two. On our list today. Repeat, number two.
I don't believe
number
this.
Number two.
I don't believe this.
On our list today, listeners who want a pizza. Antarctica. How do you say that? Antarctica.
That's right. Yeah, Antarctica.
Has recorded the all-time low temperature.
I don't believe this.
135.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Below zero.
Below zero. Recorded in Antarctica.
Recently? I don't judge.
Well, what do you mean recently?
What about global warming?
No, 1931.
What about global warming?
Well,
aren't ice caps falling into the ocean?
Well,
up
yes,
there?
They are. Not down. No, that's down.
That's all over.
Well, Antarctica's down.
I know.
Not up. You sit up there.
It's cold.
Well, sure, it's cold. It's 135.8 below zero.
Was there a weather post there, weather station that recorded this? It was Terry Spies.
Terry Spies drove his Harley
Shauna
down there.
Shauna was there. Yep. I don't. My phone's come back. I don't believe it.
Nobody cares about your phone. You dropped it; it broke apart.
What's the verification? I just don't buy
the
it.
The old record had been 128.6 below zero.
Looking for publicity.
New NASA satellite data revealed that the Earth set a new record for coldest. So you're questioning NASA now?
I'm just saying I just don't believe it.
July 31st of this year
Did
was
you get
135.
This from the internet?
I got it from a very reputable source. That's a reputable source
well,
in some things.
They took it from somewhere else.
Yeah, the Associated Press. We got against the Associated Press.
I didn't say have anything about
it. Why do you hate Dave Kolpak?
I just think that I just don't buy it. I just don't think it got that cold.
Do you think a cat could survive at 135 below?
No.
How about a screen door?
Yes.
How about David Bennett?
Yes.
Number one on our list today, Jerry. What is number one?
I have
no Wisconsin.
Idea.
This is sad. This is sad. Wisconsin, our neighboring state, or not ours, Minnesota's neighboring state. I live in Minnesota.
Yeah,
so it would be my
neighboring
state.
You. Yeah.
To the east. There was a business in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hmm. It's a capital.
It is.
I heard about this a while ago.
It was called the Snuggle House.
Yep. And there were some people that thought maybe
more than just snuggling was going on there. But
well, yeah, that was the intent.
The basis of the business was to go have people snuggle with nice-looking young women, because who doesn't need a good snuggle every once in a while? We all like to be touched
and
hugged and cuddled. And who doesn't want to be cuddled? Except for every man.
And now it's not working out so
well.
So
the Snuggle House went out of business. They just couldn't get enough business at the Snuggle House.
Or were the rates too high or what?
Maybe so.
What were they offering?
Maybe people wanted.
What were they offering?
Snuggling.
That's it.
Just snuggling, yeah.
That's all.
Snuggling by, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. As long as you want to snuggle. Now, Dane County officials were nervous.
I understand.
Because
that.
They thought there's going to be a little bit of, nookie nookie going on here more than snuggling. But this guy that owns the Snuggle House, look at the picture. He looks like a legitimate character, doesn't he? And look at his team of snugglers there.
Yeah.
They look like they're expert
he
snugglers.
He sure does.
Could we do this in Fargo?
I don't think Chief Turnus would go for it. What do you think?
I don't think so. Unless we licensed him, maybe. Could we have licensed snugglers?
Maybe. They're talking about that in West Fargo now.
I know they are.
Escort services and that type of thing. Moorhead, Moorhead's done it.
Snuggling's
not covered. I've read the ordinance. It's not there. There might be a loophole.
Would you pay for snuggling, Jurgi? You're such a warm and fuzzy guy anyway.
I don't think I would. I don't need to be snuggled, really.
That shocks me. You seem like a very sensitive guy that would want to snuggle. Just a great word, by the way. Snuggle. Thanks, Jurgi. Good to talk to you.
Okay.
Go fix that screen door on David Bennett's house. This is the Mike McFeely Show. 237-5948-800-880-5346.